عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Dhul-Hijjah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 27, Surah Naml, and verses 12, 13 and 14. Almighty Allah is informing us about Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. His name Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran, the most for any prophet and messenger, alayhimu salatu wassalam. So Almighty Allah is preparing him. Just now you'll be going to the court of the Pharaoh and his cabinet. So these are the miracles you must take with. One is you throw your stick, it will be transformed into a serpent and a snake. He was dark in complexion with sheepish hair like the African. So chapter number 27 and verse number 12. وَأَدَخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ. And enter your Mubarak blessed hand. فِي جَيْبِكَ, there under your armpit. That is where your pocket is normally. So you take your right hand and put it there behind, under your armpit, there where your pocket is normally. تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ. And then you will see it will come back and come out, and it will be white and shining. Min ghairi su'in. And this will not be because of any sickness or illness or disease. Nay, it is a miracle and a mu'jiza. Fi tis'i ayatin ila fir'auna wa qawmi. And this will be one of the 9 miracles which you must take to the Pharaoh and his people. They will be all the big tufan and the lice with Dama and the floods and the blood and all these things here. So you must go with that and tell him you are a messenger, prophet, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Ila Fir'auna wa qawmi, to the Pharaoh and his people. Innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen. Indeed, they are a people who are transgressors, and they have gone beyond all limits, 100% kuffar and non-Muslims. They were the people, he, the Pharaoh, was so drunk with power. He even said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. I am God, divinity in the form of humanity, Allah forbid. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْصِرَةً. Hence, when our signs and symbols came to them. Now always remember, people make this mistake. They translate ayatuna ye as verses. The Torah was only given and conferred to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ba'da gharqi fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So during the time of the Pharaoh, there was no Torah. So you translate ayatuna as the signs and symbols and miracles. So when our miracles and signs and symbols came to them, mubsiratan, enlightening them, telling them that this is the true path, qalu, they said, hadha sihrum mubin, that this is open sorcery, open magic, open jadu, and witchcraft and so forth. Like today, people, when they know the truth, yet they will reject it and they will give some clumsy excuse. Look at the next verse. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا. And they rejected the signs, clear-cut signs, the signs that made everything clear, what is haq and what is batil, what is truth and what is falsehood. وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنْفُسُهُمْ. Deep down in their souls and in the inner recesses of their heart, they knew it is the truth. Therefore, this you call kufre juhud. Kufr, blasphemy has many different categories. When people deep down know that Islam is the truth and yet they reject it, then why do they reject it? Zulma wa uluwa, out of transgression, oppression, and arrogance and pride. Today there are 8 billion plus people on this earth. So from there, 1 billion are Muslim, and the rest, 7 billion plus are non-Muslim. Read this dua of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. He recited this dua against the gay community. Chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers, troublemakers, those who don't know their entry from their exit. So those people who are the gays and today the LGBT community, Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, and remember verse number 30. So that is a big, big lesson for all of us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world with the news, views, and interviews locally, nationally, globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 3 Palestinians were martyred last night, yesterday, by the Israeli Harami terrorist, Nazi children, of Hitler's children. And remember, drones were used in that. Now let's get the sequence of events. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, our Mujahideen and Palestinians dispatched 4 Israeli jutla straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, and 4 of them, remember, were injured. So now the settlers came, and with their pogroms, and what they did, they burned the Palestinians' houses and cars and all that. The international community, America and everybody else condemning Israel. I told you 100 times, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists are a cursed nation. They are not a chosen people. So you steal the land of the Palestinians, you go and burn their houses, you burn their cars, and then you say you want peace. So therefore we say every one of them who's a settler, every one of them who is in uniform, you need to put a bullet through them. And that is what Islam teaches us. Remember that you can't come and steal and occupy our land and land grab, and you tell me you want peace and so forth. So therefore, every one of them is a legitimate target, and that is what's going to happen. The Jutlas know it deep down. The time is coming very near. Allah has a system. He gave Palestine for 88 years to the Christians, the Crusaders, from 1099 to 1187, and then Salahuddin, Saladin came, and he liberated it. So today also, the world can see who the real apartheid terrorist Nazi regime is, and who are the transgressors, aggressors. So you can see it is the Jutlas. So what does BB, Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, the 3 donkeys and the 3 terrorists do? They say we're going to build 1,000 houses now and fast track it there in the West Bank. So on the other side, Biden is pulling a fast job on Israel and the world. The United States government and Iran are busy negotiating, and they're trying to reach a nuclear agreement and so forth and so on. I told you, Iran, a pakka Shia kufar, and the founding fathers of Shiaism was a Jew also, as mentioned in their own book, Rijalul Kashi, you can see that. If you know anything about Syria and occupied Palestine, which people call Israel, we don't call Israel. Israel is an illegitimate harami state, remember that. And those settlers and those politicians, all haramis as far as we're concerned. So there in the Golan Heights, which Trump wants to call the Trump Heights, the Druze are there. So the Druze are not Muslims, they're Arabs, but they're not Muslims. So remember that the Druze and the Israelis having it out there, and they're protesting, and the Israeli Defense Force using stun grenades and what have you. So all that happening there as well. Biden called Xi Jinping. You see, they're playing ping pong, America and China. He says you're a dictator. So that is what Biden told him for the leader after his Secretary of State, Minister of Foreign Affairs just returned. So I want to ask you, Biden, are you not a dictator? that if you people say we don't want you, then you threaten them with modern day that apartheid and imperialism. Uganda says we don't want gays and lesbians. You say you will not give them aid. Palestine say we won't negotiate with these people, the Israeli Jutlas, because every day they're stealing our land, every day they're arresting or killing our people. Then you say you will not give aid and so forth. And look at Biden himself, when he was vice president and Obama was the president. So the big investigation going on, it is alleged that he and his family, they accepted $5 million US dollars, you understand, bribery. So don't think these people are clean. You know, his son Hunter, he was on charges and he pleaded guilty. Modi, the war criminal and butcher of Gujarat, is in America. So now he's trying to charm Musk. You know, Musk was a South African born based in America and the owner of Twitter. He says, you must come and invest in India. We got over 1 billion people. It will be a money spinner for you. So Modi ji is trying to charm him up, you understand, and bootleg Musk and so forth. Cape Town, big problems there in Cape Town. Icy, icy conditions. And remember, the wind is blowing and more bad weather. Allah make easy. Always ask Allah for protection. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُهُ وَرَحْمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. Here in the South Coast, if you go Port Shepstone, Scottsboro, and all these places, the sardine rush is on. Nobody knows how all Maktallah system comes, and there are thousands and thousands of sardine and the people in the South Coast. Next week, we will be there, inshallah, in all this part of the world. Next week, Thursday, is Eid al-Adha. So we will be there. We miss the sardine rush. But you in Durban and South Coast, mashallah, it's something to see. In Honduras, it has just been confirmed 43 women dead because they have gangs there and some of them were burnt alive and so forth and so on. Sunak, big problem for him. Inflation beyond control and they don't know how to bring down the inflation. Food prices are escalating. Zelensky, big problem. He says the counter-offensive is not going well. Now, this is from the horse's mouth. Putin is putting them in the right place. Putin is a big harami, but we like him. Anybody gives America, NATO, Europe, or Israel a bloody nose and a thrashing, we will support them, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. In Paris, you know Paris? Paris is Paris. So there, the American Academy, there was a bomb there and a blast there. And they say some gas was leaking and what have you. So 24 people injured there and so forth and so on. And the Titanic, the people are still searching. No news. I think it's going to be a disaster for them because they only want to look for rich people. So that multi-billionaire is gone, it looks like, superficially. And that Pakistani, he's one of the richest Pakistanis. His son and grandson are in that table, in that capsule and what have you. So there's still no news of them. And the oxygen is getting less and less. So the way it looks like, it's going to end up in a big, big disaster. So yes, we are here in Great Town, mashallah. Our Hafiz Ibrahim Baila, Maulana Riaz Baila came to fetch me from Lens. We stopped in Heidelberg for Zohar, mashallah, in the town masjid. We read Zohar there with Jamaat, then Asr, we were in Escort, and then Maghrib in Moiraba, and before Isha, we came here. And then, mashallah, we are here by Haji Ismail Police, they call him. I don't know, but his name is Police. I asked him if he got the AK-47. I'm AK, but no 47. So anyway, so that was on a lighter note. Allah reward our Haji Ismail. And then our brother Hussein Mullah joined us from Escort. Allah Jalala reward all of them. Yeah, my colleague is here, Mona Ibrahim Magda, mashallah, rendering yeoman and wonderful sterling service to the community of Greytown. 25 years is there, mashallah, we had a program. And I started at 7:30, came back home at 10 o'clock. So you can understand what a long program. Wonderful, because all the children in France, people came from Kranskop and from Colenso, the imam was there, and from neighboring places. I don't even know the places, mashallah. So Albert Fall and whatever, and so forth, they came. And Allah Jalla Wala reward all of them. And we had a wonderful, wonderful Q&A. And mashallah, the sisters could also hear. And they sent in their questions. They put everything in a box, you understand? So it was very good. So today's program, mashallah, we will be going there. We'll have our program 8 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. 11 to 12 will be Moz Ahid Khan and myself. We will be discussing the 6 days of Hajj, inshallah al-Aziz. And after that, inshallah, we will have lunch here. And thereafter, before Zohar, then we'll go to Kranskop. And that is about 20-25 minutes drive from here. We'll have a program there, inshallah, after Zohar. And thereafter, we'll go to Winan. So tonight, our program is in Winan, inshallah al-Aziz, after Isha. So make dua for us and the Ummah at large. And special dua for the Palestinians and Masjid al-Aqsa and the Haramain Sharifin. Gee, Junaid Mota, you can start firing up your questions.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti, I have non-Muslims working for me. Juma time, they run my business. Is this income halal for me?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We need to understand the question properly. The brother is a Muslim. And remember, he's got a shop, he's got a factory, warehouse, call it whatever you want to. And then he's got non-Muslims. And now he leaves his shop, his factory open, and he goes to the masjid, to the mosque for Jummah Salat. So question asked is this, that income during that time there, is that halal, is it haram? So Almighty Allah gives us the answer, chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse number 9. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, I read for you the entire complete verse, Surah 62, chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 9. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places, Almighty Allah uses this phrase, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, when the adhan is rendered, the first adhan. So Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, we met him several times, Alhamdulillah. So he was one of the greatest muftis and jurors produced in the subcontinent of India, Pakistan. He writes in his magnum opus, in his great tafsir, Ma'ariful Quran, under this verse, that the first adhan is meant. So, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, when the call to prayer is made, the first adhan on the Friday, فَسْعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, hasten and rush, meaning leave everything now. Whether you are reading Quran in your house, or whether you're sleeping, or whether you're doing this, so you must leave everything now. And prepare and go now to the masjid. Go listen to the khutbah, the Friday sermon, the Arabic one, the salat, everything, you must be there. First, O ila zikrillahi wadharul bay, and leave your business. Leave your business means you close your business now. Zalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. That is better for you only if you knew. So it shows that half an hour, 45 minutes, we close our shop. So don't think it is a loss. Nay, it will be a blessing in disguise for you. So those who leave their shop open and leave non-Muslims there, the money don't go to the non-Muslims. The money comes to you, the Muslim, to Ahmad, Muhammad, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, whatever your name is. So that money is tainted, polluted, and not permissible for you. So therefore, we should not look for loopholes. Ajutlas, they were looking for loopholes. And Almighty Allah says, chapter 7, verse number 166, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, we transform them into monkeys, despicable. They're the only people, Quran says, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. We transformed them, and a complete metamorphosis took place of the chutlas, the haramis. So remember, they were transformed into swines and sewer and khinzir, and into monkeys and bandar and so forth. This is all in the Quran Sharif, and Allah will continue punishing them. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Chapter 7, verse 167. The Jude class can never be united. Chapter 59, verse 14. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. You think they're united. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. But their hearts are totally fragmented. You will see this week, Saturday night, it will be 25 weeks consecutively that hundreds and thousands of them are marching against Bibi and against Smotrich and against Ibn Himar, that is, oh, Ben Gwey and all these haramis. Why? Quran says, chapter 59, verse 14, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people who have no aql, no intelligence, no intellect. So that is intellect. You go and murder children. You go and put 2,000 children plus in a jail. And you go and kill children, women and civilians. So you can see. So all this is happening. So you Muslims, don't do that. Otherwise, you will face the punishment just like them also. So Almighty Allah transformed them literally, not figuratively, into monkeys and into swines. Allah Jalla Wala make protect us. Allah Mahfazna Minji.
My name is Rupad. I am a Christian. I really like your Islamic advices because you back it up with true evidence. As a Christian, we have many confusing versions of the same topic in our Bibles. Who are we to change our Bible? But sir, soon your Quran will also be changed by the new Saudi government. How do you stop this?
Thank you, my brother Rupert or Ruben, I'm not sure. But anyway, whether your name is Rupert or Ruben, thank you very much for lending us your ears in the early part of the morning. So it's a three-part question. So 100% you are correct that your Bible has been tampered with and corrupted by the Pope, by the priest, the clergy. The Torah has been also corrupted and remember by them, the rabbis and the Jewish scholars and so forth and so on. So why they did this? To sell their soul to the devil and to make money out of it. Quran says, وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِأَنفُسَهُمْ, that they were the ones who sold it and then they brought about additions, omissions, interpolations there in the Bible and in the Torah and Injil. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ بِهِ. So they are the ones who wrote themselves in there. And that they were doing all this for dollars, for money and so forth, for shekels and so forth. So therefore, when I pose the question to the Christians and tell them, show me where in the Bible is written that Christmas is on the 25th of December, not one pope, not one priest, not one pastor can answer that. I told them, and that you go and look in Luke, you will see that the grazing took place of the animals. That so it was in summertime when Jesus was born. December is midwinter there. I was there myself in Palestine, occupied Palestine. And which the Quran also tells us, he, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, was born in June, July, Rutaban Janiya. When you look at your Easter time, you say that he was crucified and he was put in the tomb and so forth. The Christians, all lies, all these things, we reject it. So, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, never was he, you must remember, Jesus martyred and killed or assassinated or crucified. So the Jews tried to do all that, and therefore Almighty Allah cursed them several times. And the Bible in Matthew says that Jonah, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish, and Jesus will be 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth. So you Christians count it and see. Friday night, he was in the tomb, in the grave, according to you. And then Saturday during the day, then Saturday night, he was there. Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene came, the tomb, the grave was empty. So it is 2 nights and 1 day. So it shows that either the Bible is lying, the priest is lying, the Pope is lying, or both are lying. So now you speak of the Quran, my brother. It will never happen. What do you think? that already the government, I saw what the Americans tried to do. They made a book. And when Sheikh Ahmad Didat was alive, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, he even showed me that book. So remember, they tried to say this is the new Quran. So it's not people haven't tried. Governments are trying, organizations are trying, on the internet they are trying. So Almighty Allah, my brother Rupert Ruben, Almighty Allah gave us glad tidings. Chapter 15, 1-5, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surely, definitely, we, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. Only we can do this. We reveal the reminder, the Quran, and piecemeal gradually over a period of 23 years on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa inna lahu lahafizun, and we are the ones who preserve it, protect it, no addition, no omission. You take South Africa, my brother Rupert Ruben. We have more than 10,000, 20,000 people, male, female, adult and children who are hafiz of the noble Quran. I'm here in Great Town. Here in this small little town, you will find already more than 10, 15 people who are hafiz, who know the entire Quran Sharif by memory. So that is how Almighty Allah preserves it. You know the month of Ramadan, our fasting month. Daytime we are fasting, nighttime we pray by memory. And that is the commemoration of the preservation of the noble Quran. It was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you must remember that won't happen. Now, as far as the Saudi regime goes, as you mentioned, our verdict regarding the current Saudi regime is very clear, that MBS and his cronies are not Muslim. They're out of the fold of Islam. He has been planted there. If you know anything of Saudi, Abdul Aziz was the king. Then his sons came, Saud came, Faisal came, Khalid came, Fahd came, Abdullah came, then Salman came. So these were all his sons. They are still sons. I know his one son personally, Ahmed. So you must remember, I met him and he told me I was delivering a lecture there in Riyadh and all. He was a minister of interior and so forth, deputy minister. So all that are there. So he was low down. Then Naif son supposed to be there and all this. So they just came and fast-tracked him because he's the agent of the Americans, agent of the Jutlas and so forth. He's destroying everything of Islam. Who will ever in his right mind think of making bikini beaches there in Jeddah? This harami, this murtad, the shaitan did so. Who will ever think of putting cinemas and so forth? You must remember in Medina Munawwara. We as ordinary Muslims and sinners and transgressors, our heart bleeds. What happens to the heart of the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When the ulama and the imams, they say, don't go to the cinemas. The imam of Mecca, he locked him up for 10 years, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib. Beside the murder and the qurbani and cutting to pieces, that Jamal Khashoggi there in Turkey, in Istanbul, beside the murder of thousands of people in Yemen and so forth, innocent people. So he's a murtad, he's after the fall of Islam. And remember, we don't bootlick any person, any organization, or any politician, any government. So nobody will be able to change the Quran. People tried, people will try, but Allah has given the guarantee. And whosoever tries that, remember, Almighty Allah humiliates them. Rupert, Ruben, I want to teach you a lesson, and all listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. You see, 100 years ago, there was a person, his name Kemal Ataturk. He's got the first name, but we don't use that name because he's another murtad. Now you got second round, another shaitan, you say an MBS. So he told the people in Turkey that now Islam is finished and Quran, all that nobody to read in Arabic, the Adhan will be in Turkish language, the prayer will be in Turkish. You women, you mustn't wear all these modest clothes, you must run around with miniskirt and so forth. He used to hang the ulama and torture them, persecute them, all that. Ulama means the Muslim scholars. When the time came for his death, my brother Rupert Ruben, 2 years before he died, then the insects were coming out from his body. When he died like a dog, remember that? They went to bury him, the land and the sand would not accept him. And then they just dumped him in some marble box and he's still there being punished and dispatched to hell. So that is what we fear for these chaps here, and Allah protect our iman, our faith. Nobody has the right to fiddle with Islam, and Allah in His infinite mercy will always protect the noble Quran and Islam. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. The enemies of Islam, the Jutlas, the Jews, and the Hindus in India, and the Americans, and the Buddhists there in Myanmar, all of them got one agenda. How to wipe out Islam from the face of the earth? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. With their mouths, with their media. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. Allah will let the noor and radiance and effulgence spread everywhere. If they don't embrace Islam, our radio station, small little chewing gum, we are sinners, transgressors. All this is only, solely, exclusively the mercy of Almighty Allah. More than 100 people embrace Islam, Australia, Italy, South Africa, pastors, nuns, all that. It's not we. We are sinners. We have all the... But it's Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let the noor and radiance of Islam spread throughout the world, although the non-Muslims hate it. For what you are listening, for what the Jew is listening. Because you know deep down I'm speaking the truth. Last question, Brother Junaid.
Here's an interesting question. It says, AK, I'm not a racist, but I want to know if there is a religious apartheid in Islam. In other faiths, if we belong to certain cluster, we can only go to approved organizations, unlike Islam, where a mosque is a mosque anywhere in the world.
Thank you, my brother. I always told you on this program and my other programs, we are here to teach you the pristine and pure Islam and to defend the true Islam. We are not apologetic. We are not bootlickers. Muslims, yes, they do all these things here. So I am not here to defend them. The Muslim does wrong. I just told you now MBS is a murtad bin shaitan. He's out of the fold of Islam. You will find the certain scholars, we call them Salafis, because they get money from the Saudi regime, MBS, they bootlickers and so forth, scholars for dollars. So they will try and defend him and so forth. But we have to speak the truth. So you see, when you study the noble Quran, that's our constitution. Chapter 49, verse 13, Almighty Allah states, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, Inna khalaqnakum min zakariyu wa unsa. We created you from one male and one female. Waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. And we made you into different nations and different tribes. Lita'arafu. So you recognize one another. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most noble of you are the one who have the greatest piety. You can be the darkest in complexion, and you see Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, dark in complexion, but his name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran among all the prophets and messengers, 136 times. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, the caller to prayer. When the conquest of Mecca took place, he's rendering Adhan on top of the Kaaba. So that is what Islam does. Prophet Muhammad, Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, La fadla li arabiyin ala ajamiyin. ولا فضل لأبيض على أسود. Go open Mishkat Mustad Ahmed. The Arab has no virtue distinction over the non-Arab. The person fair in complexion has no virtue distinction over the one dark in complexion. Illa bittaqwa. Except with your piety and your Allah consciousness and God consciousness. So we don't have apartheid. We say Islam for all and all for Islam. So today between 11 and 12, we'll have a live program. I'll still be here in Greytown. And that will be regarding the 6 days of Hajj. Listen to that, inshallah. And then Zohar time, we'll be in Kranskop, inshallah, after Zohar, a program there in the masjid. And Isha time, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, will be in Winan, inshallah, after Isha, this program day in the Winan Masjid. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.